Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim was not even 30 years old when he gave his life while attempting to reach a fierce Indian tribe. What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking today again about Amy Carmichael and her wonderful poetry, much of it collected in a little book called Toward Jerusalem, which has been with me ever since I was in my early teens. Yesterday I read a poem called Not in Vain, The Tedious Toil on an Unresponsive Soil. Travail, tears in secret shed over hopes that lay as dead. That was a help to me. And the reason that I'm giving you my own little stories here is that I want you to know that these poems are not just empty words. They really have fortified me and helped me through some of the most difficult times of my life. And one of the most shattering experiences that I had was long before Jim Elliot was killed. I was a brand new missionary in the western jungle of Ecuador, and I was able to reduce the Colorado Indian language to writing. And I had all of that material in a suitcase, 3x5s, charts, notebooks, everything that goes into the process of reducing an unwritten language to writing. It was all in one suitcase, and that suitcase was stolen. Well, if ever a person felt as though everything that she had done was down the drain, it was I. But I had to learn to think on God's faithfulness. And the Lord has so often reminded me that He does know what He's doing. He's got the whole world in His hands. He is not taken by surprise. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? God is not worried about anything. I want to read a prayer for our children. This is one that I pray regularly for my grandchildren and, of course, for my one child, my daughter. Father, hear us. We are praying. Hear the words our hearts are saying. We are praying for our children. Keep them from the powers of evil, from the secret hidden peril, from the whirlpool that would suck them, from the treacherous quicksand, pluck them, from the worldling's hollow gladness, from the sting of faithless sadness. Holy Father, save our children. Through life's troubled waters, steer them. Through life's bitter battle, cheer them. Father, Father, be thou near them. Read the language of our longing. Read the wordless pleadings thronging, Holy Father, for our children. And wherever they may bide, lead them home at eventide. May I speak to you, grandparents who are listening to me? Is there anything that even comes close in importance that you can do for your grandchildren, like prayer? I am convinced that that is by far the most important task that God assigns to us as grandparents. And this prayer embraces everything that I want to say for Walter and Elizabeth and Christiana and Jim and Colleen and Evangeline and Theo and Sarah. And I have a whole bunch of surrogate grandchildren. There are the Revels, Charlotte and Sarah and Jason and Daniel, and my dear friend Bunny. Although she is my contemporary, she has much younger children because she adopted them when she was in her late 40s. And so I pray for Daniel, Timothy, Joel, Matthew, and Sarah. And I pray for Ann Kimmel Anderson, and Taylor, and Brock, and Colson, and Brant. Father, hear us. We are praying. Hear the words our hearts are saying. We are praying for our children. Keep them from the powers of evil, from the secret hidden peril, from the whirlpool that would suck them, from the treacherous quicksand, pluck them. I think also of dear Shelley Hendry, a woman who was a raving feminist in her earlier days, a woman whose life God completely turned upside down. She was married, but she and her husband didn't want any children. And the Lord changed their hearts. But she was getting up there in years, and she didn't have a whole lot of time. She began to pray that God would give her a child, and he did. He gave her a son. And then she prayed that God would give her twins. And she mentioned that, I think it was, to a little girl across the street. And the little girl said, "I'm going to pray that he will give you triplets." And God has done just that. Shelley and Jim Hendry have 4 children. And Shelley can hardly speak of the joy that God has given her in being a mother of those children without crying. And I'm sure that Shelley is probably one who uses this prayer also. From the worldling's hollow gladness, from the sting of faithless sadness, Holy Father, save our children. Through life's troubled waters, steer them. That's what I'm praying for my oldest grandson, especially. Through life's bitter battle, cheer them. Father, Father, be thou near them. Read the language of our longing. Read the wordless pleadings thronging, Holy Father, for our children. And wherever they may bide, lead them home at eventide. And as I've been telling you, Amy Carmichael was used of God to rescue hundreds of little children from Hindu temple worship. These little children, boys and girls, were often committed to the temples for life from the time they were very small infants, and there was never any escape. And they were available as prostitutes. The little girls were made to understand that they were to be prostitutes available to any of the male worshipers that came to the temple, and the little boys were used for homosexual purposes. Surely she was thinking of those children when she wrote, "Come, Lord Jesus." Because of little children soiled and disinherited, despoiled, because of hurt things, feathered, furred, tormented beast, imprisoned bird, because of many-folded grief beyond redress, beyond belief, because the word is true that saith the whole creation travaileth. Of all our prayers, this is the sum. O come, Lord Jesus, come. I believe that a year ago we got about 90,000 letters at Gateway to Joy. But you know, the burden of those letters is suffering and sorrow and sin. The people who are suffering, people who are in sorrow, the people who are either sinning themselves or victims of other people's sin, they want help, they want counsel, they want comfort. And so often I'm at a loss to know what to say to them. And again, this is the prayer that comes from my lips. Of all our prayers, this is the sum. O come, Lord Jesus, come. And along with all that the Holy Church throughout all the world, through all these centuries, you and I can pray that prayer. And one of these days, he's going to come. Yes, there is no question about that. And then Amy Carmichael wrote a poem called "One Thing Have I Desired." And this, I believe, was one of the last poems that she wrote, and it was set to music, and when she died, the music for this poem was played on the carillon in the House of Prayer there in Donavur, South India. "One thing have I desired, my God, of thee, that will I seek, thine house be home to me. I would not breathe an alien other air, I would be with thee, O thou fairest fair. For I would see the beauty of my Lord and hear him speak, who is my heart's adored. O love of loves, and can such wonder dwell in thy great name of names, Emmanuel? Thou with thy child at home with thee. O love of loves, I love, I worship thee. You remember what the name Emmanuel means, God with us. That fourth stanza, O love of loves, and can such wonder dwell in thy great name of names, Emmanuel? Don't forget that God is with you today. As you're driving your tractor, as you're sitting at your computer, as you're working in your kitchen or laundry, as you're running, perhaps, with a Walkman in your ears, he's with you. He's with you there in the hospital bed. He's with you as you wait in the waiting room with agony for the verdict from the doctors about someone you love. God with us. May God help us never to forget. He said to his disciples just shortly before he left them to go back to heaven, Lo, I am with you all the days. He is not going to skip a single day. Receive him into your heart. Invite him into your home, your office, your farm, your barn, the restaurant where you work. Ask him to make his presence real and dear to you. Trust him to do this. God bless you.
Anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.